Vav Metzia, Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. We're entering now a little bit different territory than what we've had the last few prokim. So far we've explored in Mishnah's Vav Metzia many of the different relationships that two people can have financially with each other. In the first two prokim, we had where one person's holding on to somebody else's chefetz, ostensibly as an aveda, and there's certain responsibilities and certain chiyuvim that he has. That develops further in the third perek. Reuven is holding on to Shimon's chefetz as a shomer. He accepted responsibility and all the dinim of that type of relationship, all the different types of shomer. The fourth and the fifth perek, we're talking about two people relating to each other, either in a context of sales, two people are engaged in a business deal, or in the fifth perek, money exchanging hands. Sometimes it could be derech mecher, but it's in terms of a malvaloiva relationship. Now we have a different type of relationship. We have a relationship called an employer and an employee. In employer and employee world, there's different types of relationships, each with different halachas, and we're going to explore the differences between those categories in the next few Mishnayos Be'ez Hashem. So let's make a little bit of a hakdama. The basic structure that a person could have with an employee is either that he's hiring him for the time, or he's hiring him for the job. One we call a kablin, and one we call a soicher. The name kablin is the name that's used by Chazal when an employee is being hired not so much per the amount of hours that he's working, but he's hired to finish a job. When he's hired to finish a job, the hours that he works are really at his leisure. When you hire a contractor to finish a job, or a company to build a house, or anything of the sort, you're not really telling them to clock in at a certain time, clock out at a certain time. You're really paying them for the job, not so much for the labor. You're not paying them for them, you're paying them for that which they produce. In a way, it's not really even an employer-employee, they're really even selling you a chefetz. Except that, of course, they're not selling it to you. It's not something that was theirs that they're selling to you. They're producing it, and that itself is a form of giving over that thing. There's even a tzad, that umon koine b'shvach kli, which would mean that when a carpenter produces something that was commissioned by a customer, what he's really doing is he's producing it, it's his, he's then selling it. We don't paskin that way. We paskin that it's called he's producing it for the client. But that's the basic idea, is that his work is that he's producing something, not he's meshubit to a certain time span. Another type of employee is what we would call a 9-to-5 type of employee. That's called a soicher. Even in that, there are two types. One is called a schir yoim. A schir yoim is somebody whose job is to work for that employer. That means, what's his job? His job is that he's hired for the day. He's at the employer's disposal for the day. He doesn't have a specific job description. Another type is called a poil. A poil has a specific job. His job is working in a field. But his pay and his job description, even though it's working in a field, is not kafi the amount of bushels, and it's not taking care of the field for a certain amount of money, but it's day by day he's paid for that job description. There are nafka minas between the two, and we'll see. But basically, a schir yoim and a poel are both, since they're working for the day and not for the job, for the result. So let's say, we'll give an example where this plays itself out. Very basic. Nafkamina lahalocha, it's negeya, a goy that works for a yid on Shabbos. Me'ikir adin, there's an issa v'amir la'akum, and it's an issa chomer, according to some Rishonim. It might even be an issa deraisa for an employee to work, and a goyish employee to do malacha for a yid on Shabbos. It's like he's doing the shlichus of a yid, he's hired by him. The only time where that issa is that severe, where it's the issa me'ikir adin, is only when he's a schir yam, when he's a poil. Why is that? Because the guy is working on Shabbos. His job description is working Saturday from 9 to 5 for the Yid. He's literally working, that's his job, is working for a Yid. Mashenkin, what happens if a Yid hires a carpenter and he tells him to finish the deck, let's say, over the next week? The fact that the guy is working on Shabbos, he's not working for the Yid necessarily on Shabbos, he's working for himself. Theoretically, he could do the job Thursday night, he could pull an all-nighter. Even if it's not practical, let's say somebody brings a car into a mechanic right before Shabbos, And he says that he needs the car back right after Shabbos. He's pulling in by his in-laws, and he takes the car to something wrong. He says, I need the car half an hour after the Zman. So practically speaking, the car is going to need 2 hours of work. It's going to have to be done on Shabbos. But the job description is not working on Shabbos. The job description is giving back a car that works properly, that doesn't have the problem anymore. The fact that the guy does it on Shabbos is incidental to when the guy could finish the job. That's iwa daite de nafshi over. A kablon is never osur me'ikra din. If it has to be done on Shabbos, it is an extra din, a chumrah, that you shouldn't give a guy when you know he's going to do it on Shabbos. That's not the ikr isser of Amir al-Akum. The ikr isser is only when the job description is working that day. That's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina, which cuts very close to home to the halachas that we're going to have in the next few mishnayis, is a halacha that's negated the fourth parak, oino. We had then that there's a chilik between oino and metaltalin, where that can be, the money can be gotten back, the sale could be nullified, as opposed to karka, where ain't oino bekarkois. The Rambam is mechadish a halacha, that if somebody overcharges or underpays for work that's done, so it depends what we're talking about. If the person is a soicher, a poil, so there we see him, since he's working the time, that means that today, Tuesday, the job description is this fellow, this employee, is working Tuesday. But often where he's a shtickel doime to an eved, why is he a shtickel doime to an eved? Because he has to work on Tuesday. His job description is for 9 to 5 today, he's chained. He's working for the adoin. He's working for the employer. True, he could walk off in the middle of the job, we'll see soon. But his basic job description is today you have to work. Because of that, the relationship that he has with the boss is bedoyme to an eved with an odoin. An eved is hukish lekarkois, ein noino bekarkois, we learned in the fourth parak. Where the job description is fixing a car, a deck, painting a house, it's not him that's working. It's him producing a result. He's giving the result. He's giving the painted house, the fixed car, the deck that's built to the employer. And he's not an eved. The time belongs to him. He belongs to himself. His time belongs to himself. He's producing something with his time for the employer. That, we look at the thing itself. The thing itself is metaltalin. If it's a car or a suit or a piece of jewelry, a deck, the case we said before, painting a house, that's of course mechuba lekarka, that would be kekarka. And now we could start the Mishnah itself. Hasoiches umnin vihitu ze eze. The word uman usually refers to a craftsman, like a tailor, a carpenter, somebody who's doing a specific skilled labor, not somebody who's hired to do anything for the day, but the Mishnah uses the term over here. This specific halacha doesn't really make a difference if we're talking about a soicher or a poil or a kablon. It's anybody who's hired. So the Mishnah uses the general term omnin. Hasoiches omnin, somebody hires workers. Vihitu ze eze, they fooled each other. Hitu means they took each other with a mistaken assumption. The way the Gemara explains it is like this. Somebody was looking for, somebody has a big field, and it's harvesting season. There are people looking for work, unskilled laborers, bederech klal. They're looking for work, so they're hired by somebody who's really one of the workers themselves. He comes into town, and he goes to where they have these stations where people are hanging around waiting for a day's work, because they know that it's that part time of the year. And he hires them. He says, there's work out there. There's a farm a mile down the road. Everybody come into the wagon. Let's go. He hires them for a certain amount of money an hour or for the whole day. And he wanted to schlep them into work with him, so he got them, the balabos, actually, the owner of the field, offered $4 an hour, or he ordered $40 for the day, and he got them for $35. They're desperate for work. They took him up on the $35. Even though it's cheaper than what the balabos was willing to pay, lemaisa, the halacha is that since they were hired, b'shem the balabos, by their colleague, for $35, the halacha is that's how much he has to pay them. Ein lehem ze al ze ele tarumas. Chiddush number one is that even though that work theoretically was worth $40 for the day, not $35, Lemaisa, since they were hired for 35, they worked for 35, that's how much the balabas is mechuyev to them. Second, even though the balabas himself had in mind, he never spoke to the other workers. He sent one of his workers, who would be the foreman, he sent into town to hire the other guys. Since they were hired for 35, that's how much he has to pay, despite the fact that he, in his mind, might have even thought he was mechayev himself in his mind to 40, he's not mechuyev. The other chiddush that's over here, which is interesting, is that they have a right to be lemaisa upset at their colleague. The Gemara brings a pasuk from Shlomo HaMelech, Al timna toiv l'ba'olav. That means don't deny good where it can be given. What are you being stingy for? You know that he's willing to hire for 40. You hired us for 35. Yes, he only owes us now 35. You saved for him. But what do you care? Why can't you fagin us? So because of that, they're allowed to have a tarumis. Bali Musa famously point out that even having a taina on somebody is subject to halachic definitions. You can't stam have a taina on somebody. Very often people have shailas, and they say, but I'm upset. What are you upset? He did what he was allowed to do al pi halacha. Halacha defines the parameters of where a person has a right to feel tarumus, where he has a right to feel shortchanged. This is such a case. Now the Mishnah goes into a little more complicated territory. Socha sa chamor vesa kador. Person hired a chamor is a adjective of a person who works with a chamor. Chamor is the driver. Kador is a person who works with kederos. Kederos are klicheres, and he has a wagon and he does shipments. That's called a kador. He hired these two people to transport what? Transport either lahavi, pirfiyoferin, vachalilin. Pirfiyoferim is a certain type of lumber that they used to use, pieces of wood that they used to use for making a chuppah. Chalilim are flutes, which are used either by a chuppah, simchas chasam v'kala, or they used chalilah by a levaya, which is sort of like a bugle call. It had a sound, a certain haunting sound that was used by a levaya. Either way, these two things, either making the chuppah or the levaya, the chasana, are time sensitive. Or, another example of something time-sensitive, upayelen lahalos pishtonim min amishra. Workers to bring out produce that was in a vat, it was being tanned, it was being dyed, and the material, the pishton, that's in the big vat, if it stays too long, it gets ruined. So he doesn't need workers at some point. When he's hiring somebody, he needs that person now. Because otherwise his whole investment, all the pishtan that went into the Mishra, is going to get ruined. And the Mishnah gives that a name. V'chol dovo she'ovid. What's known by in the poskim is, any work hire, which is something sensitive, v'chozru bohen, they're chozer, and they decide in the middle of the job, or after they were hired, they're chozer, they change their mind. Mokem she'en sham adam, if there's nobody there to hire instead of them, that means, what seems like it's clear in the Mishnah is that theoretically they could back out in the middle of a job. The fact that they accepted might not be the nice thing to do. They took on a job, they should be finishing it. Everybody who's hired should finish that which he was hired for. You're not supposed to quit in the middle of a term of employment. But if he did, he'd be allowed to go. However, there's a price to pay. If it's a dover ovid, if they could be replaced by somebody, so it might be inconvenient, it might... The balabas might be very upset, but Lamaisi is going to have to make his peace with it. They have a right to go. And it seems like there's no penalty. They'd be paid for the work that they did. However, since it's a dover ovid, he can't just get somebody in a day from now. He needs somebody now. If he could find somebody to cover the rest of the job, fine and well. Okay. But if he can't, soicha alein oimaton, he could hire... Literally, the Mishnah says, on them, means say, on their cheshbin, oy maton, he could fool them. What this means is that, b'derech klal, if you have a job, any job which is a hire, which takes 10 hours, and you're hiring somebody for 10 hours, which is a full day's work, b'derech klal, lomazogon, it's arboim sela. B'derech klal, if you have to hire somebody to plug in 2 hours before, you're not going to say that it's 4 selah an hour, and now it's 2 hours, so it only has to be 8. But derech klal, you're going to have to pay more to fill a job
That's being left in the middle. Which is true, by the way, by every contracting job. If anybody hires a contractor, anybody who's ever redone a house knows this. And they leave over bits and pieces and small odds and ends, and the contractor is not getting back, and he's not coming to finish the job. Contractors do that all the time. If you have to hire somebody, even though theoretically it's only 10% of the job if the original contractor would do it, it's not going to cost you 10%. It's going to cost you probably about 30%. The extra payment is going to come from the original person who's hired's pocket. If it's a Dover Ovid, the halacha is, it's going to come from his pocket. That means he's allowed to be chayzer, and if you could get somebody immediately, theoretically, if you'd be able to get for the same price, for the 10%, you'd only have to pay 4, and the other guy, you'd be mechuyev to pay 36. There's no financial penalty for the hassle of having to hire somebody else. But let's say you can't get somebody for 4. It's only 10% of the job left over. Something time sensitive, you're going to have to hire somebody not for 4, you're going to have to hire somebody for 8. He's only going to pay 32. Soich alein means the difference, the discrepancy between what it'll take to finish the job in a timely fashion is going to come from the original worker's pocket. So, shteta that he's allowed to be chayzer, and shteta there's no financial penalty for the etzem changing his mind in the middle of the job. Again, it's not a nice thing to do, but lemaisa you can't hold him to it. Paiske mentioned the term taruma. Somebody quits in the middle of the day, and you have to scramble and find somebody right away. Okay, tarumas, yeah, but not more than that. You have to pay the proportion of the work that was done without any penalties for the fact that they quit in the middle. The other option over here, if it's a Dover Ovid, besides for being Soich Alein, is Oy Maton, which means you could fool the original workers. That means the contractor, like you say, you hired somebody for a timely job, time sensitive, and he did 9/10 of the job, which was supposed to be 40, so he should be paid 36. He wants to quit, he wants to leave in the middle. He found another position, something else that's going to pay him more money. So he's going to leave you with the last 10% that you're going to have to scramble. If it's time sensitive, you could say to him, look, I understand you have a different job. You want to quit in the middle. I can't stop you. You have a right to be chayzer. Poil chayzer be'emtza yoim, like we'll see in the next Mishnah. But you know what? For the last 10%, I won't give you another 4. I'll give you 20. You exaggerate how much you're willing to give him for that. He says, okay, to do 10% of the work, which is worth 4, and I'll get 20, a bargain. He does it, and then you say to him, Rabid, you're getting your 4. That means the original contract is still binding, and I don't have to pay you more than that. I fooled you into thinking that I'm renegotiating, I'm going to pay you more. Maton, you're allowed to be mat to them. The employer does not owe. Why? Because we look at the original contract as still containing his chayvus to have to do that 10% of the work. And in the middle, the second contract is really just fluff. It's just a way of convincing them. Those are the two options over here. Now, they really are, by Rishonim and Gedolei Acharonim, two ways of understanding this. One way of understanding would be that if you leave, a worker leaves a boss with Hefsedim, like the Pishton in the Mishra, the thing is going to get ruined. The fact that he was Mechayiv himself, and because of that the Baal Bas was Samech on him, and the Pishton is going to get ruined, would be Mechayiv him because of Din Degami. Din Degami is anytime a Hefsed is caused not by a direct Maisa Mazik, Bava Kama style, but it's caused by some type of understanding that's going to cause a Hefsid. Like somebody gives somebody a device that'll cause a Hefsid. Dina Degami, we discussed in the last parak in Bava Kama, is Dina Degami a Chiv Derabbanan, Chiv Deraisa. But one could look at this, an agreement between two parties that'll cause raw material to get ruined, that's a Chiv Dina Degami Midin Mazik. It's really nothing to do with Zchiras Poelim. It's a chiyuv in order not to step into a Din Degami situation. That's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is that Zchiras Poelim itself, even though we said that a person could change their mind in the middle, Poel Chayzer be'emtza yoyim, but you can't be Chayzer on Yen's back. You could be Chayzer that you don't have to finish the job as an employee, but you can't be Chayzer to the tune of Hefsedim. So the contract, the original contract, is mechayev that he has to stay on the job insofar as hefsedim of a dava avodah is concerned. The difference between the two, the poskim point out, it's these halachas, by the way, are in Shin Lamed Gimel Chayesh Mishpat Sif Hey, and it's a machlokes over there about this case. What happens if Reuven wasn't an employee of Shimon's? Reuven was doing for a favor. Reuven said, "I'll help you," and he agreed to do something. People do this all the time. They agree to do a favor. But then they get busy, they get distracted, they got another phone call, and all of a sudden the fellow who has the job that's time sensitive to do is left high and dry. If he would have known that the guy's going to walk off in the middle after he already said that he would do it, he would have hired somebody. But somebody today he'll do it for a favor. So you'd rather take a favor than have to hire somebody. But Lamaisa, now he's left the raw material that'll be ruined. If we look at it as a din mazik, so then you're not allowed to be mazik somebody, even in the context of doing him a favor. So then even the fellow who was menad of his time would have to do it, I'll solve all of it. But if we look at it only in terms of schiris poilim, so that Lamaisa, he was never hired. You said you would help somebody. It's about the right thing to keep your word, but we can't force you to it. You don't have a kinyan, a shibud. There's no din in chayish mishpah that would force you. That's the nafkamina between these two pshatim. About poil chayzeh ben tzayim, that means Hashem will see in the next Mishnah.